After 6 weeks of alternately chasing and avoiding each other in early 1781, from near Charlotte to today's South Boston, Virginia, the main Continental and British armies were finally about to meet. The British redcoats of Lieutenant General Lord Charles Cornwallis camped here around the Deep River Meeting House for 2 nights, starting the afternoon of Tuesday, March 13. The camp probably extended at least a mile to the south, to the other side of the current meeting house from the cemetery, and some distance east and west. Cornwallis's headquarters tent was several hundred yards to the south, where the retail center is today across Wendover Avenue. For 2 days, the British grind and take grain at 3 mills in this area. 3 of the men die of illness here and are buried north of the cemetery of that time. The peace-loving Quakers did not want soldiers buried amongst their dead. Ironically, due to the graveyard's expansion over the years, they probably are now. On Wednesday evening, scouts inform Cornwallis the Continental Army has occupied the grounds around Guilford Courthouse, 12 miles away. He stirs the army immediately to action. At 2 a.m., his small baggage train is sent off with the wounded to Bell's Mill to the southeast, along with family members traveling with the army and other camp followers. Escorting them were Loyalist units, including the North Carolina Volunteers, formed and led by a former Halifax merchant, Colonel John Hamilton. Before dawn on Thursday, the cavalry moved northeast, perhaps where Wendover Avenue runs now, to the left toward the Great Salisbury Road, today's New Garden Road. The rest of the army left at 5:30 a.m. for what became the battles of New Garden and Guilford Courthouse. Walk along the cemetery edge of the driveway and align yourself with the front of the current church building. Look right within the cemetery and you will find a marker for the southwest corner of the first meeting house. Built in 1758, the original meeting house was a frame building that looked like a barn with separate rooms inside for men and women. It was here when the British arrived.